So, before I met these guys, one of the things I was really into before I met these guys was a lot of folk music and a lot of old-time blues and country, and some old jazz too. And one of the guys I came across pretty early on when I started getting into country blues was a fellow named Henry Thomas, who recorded between 1927 and 1929.
Yes.
Yep, and he came from he came from Texas over by they assume he came from Texas over toward Houston in that part of Texas.
Is the spot where he came from where the banjo came from?
Well, there are probably banjos over there, but I mean,
I'm just making a little joke because whenever we're in their schools,
you know,
we go, okay, kids, what's this? And they go, a banjo. Sometimes we hear a guitar, but we just ignore those. A banjo. We go, okay, where does the banjo come from? And inevitably, every school we go to, at least one answer will be Texas. We're looking for Africa, but you know, Texas, you know, it's close enough.
I'll tell you my theory on that. I've told this to a lot of people, kind of a 6 degrees of separation that would make it make sense why the banjo would come from Texas. Okay, so you got to think in a kid's mind with this. So when you see a banjo, you think of a bluegrass band most of the time, thinking right off. And bluegrass bands, a lot of them are hat bands, so they wear cowboy hats. And where do cowboys come from? Texas. And so that's what I've come to think in my mind, like, why would a kid think Texas in his head? So Henry Thomas was... he's got like everything in his music. Every secular form of black music, that including blues, it's all just smashed up in the recordings he made. And so this is one of the tunes he did. This is just a standard John Henry, but his version's a little bit different than any other version I've heard. And you might notice me playing the quills, which they don't know much about the quills, where they came from or who was playing them. They just have a few different recordings that people made of them. And so I'll play a little bit of quills with this tune, John Henry. So here we go.